This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric 24-hour breaking news center. Now, fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. Four people are dead, 16 hospitalized following a bus accident. That bus was being operated by a company out of Fort Worth.
Two of those killed were senior citizens and some of the injured children. This whole thing happened Thursday afternoon in San Antonio. That bus was being operated by Transportes Guerra. That's a company that offers service between Fort Worth and Mexico. They have asked that anybody who may have had relatives on the bus contact their office. 16 people from the bus remain hospitalized. Meanwhile, San Antonio police still looking for the four people in the car involved with the wreck. That car was stolen. All four of those fled on foot. One, they say, was armed with an AK-style weapon. From the 24-hour news center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Your news rolls on for Trajan Wealth. Keller Police and the city jail could soon become the first in Tarrant County to enter into a formal partnership with the federal immigration authorities.
Keller mayor has announced the city council will, at its next meeting, partner with ICE through the federal 287G program.
It's an opportunity for the city of Keller to do something that, frankly, we've already been doing.
Mayor Armin Mazzani says police and jailers will formally check the immigration status of all inmates and report that information to ICE. But immigration advocates don't like it.
We believe that it is the federal government's job to do immigration. It is not the local government.
Community organizer Rogelio Macquero tells NBC5 he thinks this is a very scary precedent. The council's next meeting is August 5th. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
North Texans are wondering about chronic venous insufficiency, the condition now linked to President Trump. Dr. Moe, who chairs internal medicine at the Ann Burnett Marion School of Medicine at TCU, says it happens when blood flows down to the legs but doesn't return to the heart properly.
It can be a life-threatening condition, particularly if they break off and go to the lungs and cause something called pulmonary emboli. That needs to be examined quickly. Now, that's a little bit more on the acute side, meaning it's happened very quickly.
Dr. Moe says treatment often includes cutting back on salt, staying active, and possibly wearing compression socks to improve circulation and avoid complications like blood clots.
Cutting back on salt. President Trump famously loves McDonald's.
I was saying he's going to have to cut back on McDonald's.
Yeah, that's going to be a thing for sure. And I don't know if he exercises. I know he plays golf, but I'm pretty sure he uses a golf cart when he's playing golf.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
President Trump directs Attorney General Pam Bondi to seek court approval to release grand jury testimony related to Jeffrey Epstein. Trump also says that he will not recommend appointing a special counsel to investigate the Epstein case. A tour bus headed from Fort Worth to Mexico is hit by a stolen Camaro in San Antonio Thursday, killing four people, injuring 21 others, including children. The suspects in the Camaro fled the scene. They're still on the lam. One of them was said to have been holding an AK-style rifle. Well, we got a weather double whammy across Texas. Blistering heat here in the north and tropical rain pushing into the southeast. Governor Abbott has activated emergency resources ahead of tropical weather from the southeast Texas Gulf Coast.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes all day on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hi, this is David Rankin. When I get up in the morning, I rely on the 20-minute morning briefing to get all of the day's essentials. It's chock full of information with no commercials. And for a wrap on the news of the day, join Kristen Diaz and me this afternoon on the KRLD Afternoon News, right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
News this morning for the on-time experts. I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all-news morning show. It's now 7:23.
It is 23 after 7. I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens.
Central Texas Recovery Update.
The number of Texas flood deaths is now 135, as confirmed by the governor during yesterday's press conference in West Texas. KRLD's Chris Fox is in Austin with more.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott with the latest briefing from San Angelo, Texas, in Tom Green County, which saw over 14 inches of rain on the 4th of July. They had one death due to the floods and hundreds of water rescues.
The response by local officials was extraordinary. We consider it to be a model for the way that communities need to respond.
The death toll continues to rise in Kerr County, Texas as well. It's now at 116.
More people lost their lives in Kerrville than those who lost their lives in Hurricane Harvey.
Abbott called this the largest flood in Texas history. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
724, News Radio 1080 KRLD. The station in DFW for market and business updates, our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Hi, good morning, all. Well, we will end the week on an up note, we hope, anyway. That's where we were pointing right now. The Dow would be up 76 points if we open right this second. The NASDAQ up 20. The S&P up 9. It's been a pretty good week. I mean, not a gangbuster week. We did see new all-time highs yesterday in the S&P. That's number 9 for the year. And also the NASDAQ with back-to-back new all-time highs. But we've had to sort of tiptoe our way through this minefield of headlines this week. So the gains of the Dow are like a quarter of a percent, 113 points up. The S&P's up 0.6. The NASDAQ's up almost 1.5%. It's faring better. Now, we've got earnings that are going to help project this gain for the Dow this morning. 3M, a Dow component's trading $5 higher after they beat on earnings and revenues and raise estimates. And that stock, I mean, this is a Scotch tape and postage company, but they're trading at a four-year high. At American Express, $3 higher this morning, another Dow stock. Their earnings were good, and they reaffirmed their guidance. Netflix is sort of the head scratcher. The earnings were just outstanding, and they beat, and they raised estimates, and the revenues are strong. And that stock's actually a little bit down this morning, so maybe the answer lies in the performance year to date. It's already up 40% year to date. I think they've known this was coming. Comerica led local bank out with earnings today. They beat on the top and the bottom line. We've got housing starts and building permits and construction sentiment, consumer sentiment, all coming out in just a few minutes. Crude's up another $1.27, up to $67.50. Gold's bouncing up $17.80, 33.63.10. The 10-year rate is dropping back down to just below 4.43%. Right now, all three of the averages look higher on the opening. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I love that, David. The Scotch tape and post-it notes. They also make the command strips, for what it's worth.
Well, then there's that.
Yes. 726, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Kenny leaders will take shovels in hand today to break ground on a new terminal at the city's airport. You know, not everybody's on board with this.
Twice, McKinney voters have already struck down the idea of bond funding for the airport. Earlier this year, an environmental group asked a federal court to review the state's findings that said that further airport development will not significantly harm the environment, building on the environmental concerns from several residents and airport neighbors. But the city has moved forward, and a statement from the city to the Dallas Morning News says the city's timeline for the airport's construction projects has not changed. And that brings us to today, where city and state leaders will gather here to move forward.
NBC5's Larry Collins reporting from McKinney National Airport. Maybe one day it will be McKinney International Airport. You never know.
Sure, because we need more airports. He was wanted for capital murder in Dallas County. Now he has been arrested in Frisco.
It started on Stonebrook Parkway when a Frisco officer smelled marijuana and pulled a car over. He asked the two inside to step out of the car while he ran a background check. When he went to look in the car, police say 21-year-old Jonathan Elizalde took off running. After a chase and the use of a drone, police found him hiding under some bushes. A look in his car turned up a gun and some pot. A look at Elizalde's record turned up a warrant for capital murder in Dallas County. The woman he was with was also arrested. She's been charged with possession of marijuana and unlawful possession of a firearm by a felon. From the 24-hour news center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.